You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off, which is mostly just an excuse for us to fill up the phones and BS with you for as long as it takes.
That's right. We love it.
And Mondays are fun anyway because we always have a built-in question, which is, what was the highlight of your weekend? Let's see. For me, went on a, I don't know if you can call it a hike.
Okay.
It was a 4-mile trail through the woods. I mean,
that's cute.
It was the best because the weather, you know, is turning and it feels good. It smells good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a cocktail when I was done. So,
and you didn't get eaten by a cougar or anything. So
I
that's
did
good.
Not get eaten. Yeah,
that's good.
What was your highlight?
We went to a little brewery that I like because they just released their fall batch of peach beer. And I cracked that open, and I had a couple of those. Really good. I know. I see your face. I see it. You're not even hiding it. But it was really good. I mean, it was no Coors Light, but it was good, Dom. You're never going to get it, are you?
I'll never get the
obsession with the beers.
No,
it's really
I like
good.
Beer.
Peach beer,
you
buddy.
Are always into these fruit-flavored beers, and I'm just like you like frozen daiquiris.
It's really good.
Your alcohol choices are...
It was good. It was really good.
Questionable.
It was like 9% alcohol, too. I mean...
Whatever.
I thought I was a peach by the time I got done drinking it.
I can dump a bunch of Everclear into, you know, strawberry Kool-Aid if I want
to,
you know?
But no, it's like, this, it takes time and love to create these concoctions.
Time and love. All right, listen, our phone lines are wide open right now, so the first people to get through will be the first people on. 303-691-1MIX. That's how you find your boys, 303-691-1649. Once we get through harassing you...
I want all peach beer lovers to call today.
Yeah, all one of you. then we'll play the game...
Shut up.
Where we give you a category, and you'll have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category. Our winner on Friday was Julie, who won with 5 nacho toppings.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm. Who's going to play today? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Don't wait for other people to call and you just be a spectator. Participate.
Call now. Come on.
This is a very participatory show.
It's so easy.
And we offer a prize. What do you got for
the
prize today?
Our winner is going to receive a pair of tickets to Elitch's Ghoul School. That is going on this Saturday from 2 to 4. It's a rare interactive backstage experience at Elitch's Fright Fest. You're going to get a little behind-the-scenes action and tour of all the haunted attractions out there. Plus, on top of that, you'll get VIP tickets to Fright Fest that night. To see all those attractions in action. And can I just give a huge kudos to Elitch's for not calling this a spooktacular event?
Agreed.
Thank you, Elitch's. Thank you so much.
Of course, now you say that, we're going to find some literature somewhere.
That'll say it. Well, as of right now, my copy that I have.
We're a young 20-something marketing major just out of college. It's
October. It's spooktacular time.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you bet.
We have 1-2 lines left open. A quick note to everyone who's on hold. Even if we get a winner before we get to you, don't hang up. Because we will still want to chat. All right, who's first one through today? Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So glad you called. All right, so here's the question. What was your highlight of the weekend?
Going up to Blackhawk and seeing my friend win a $1,900 jackpot on a slot.
Hey, look at that.
Wow.
Smell them.
I was jealous because there was a machine next
to you. Your phone's cutting out. Uh-oh.
Boy, oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Is it better?
Friend he or friend she?
Friend he.
Okay, so did friend he then use some of that $1,900 to buy you a nice meal and some beverages?
No, not at all, but it was his birthday, so that's okay.
What?
What?
He won $1,900. He's your friend sitting right next to you, and he didn't purchase anything.
He could have taken $100 of that and wandered into a steakhouse up there with you.
No.
He had just gone to the buffet beforehand, and I wasn't hungry.
Well, you go back to the buffet.
You do something.
Something.
No, he deserved it.
Why? Just because it was his birthday?
Yeah, exactly. What a great birthday present. I gave it to him. It's that.
You're a good friend that you don't want anything in return, though. I will say that. You're not all needy and greedy like Dom.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Pot, meat, kettle.
You shouldn't be that way. Don't be greedy like my buddy Dom here.
I think it's more of a self-centered, narcissistic society that if you win $1,900, you don't share any of it with your friends. Please.
Was it like his Jeremy money? Said, was it his money that he was playing on, or did you give him money to gamble with?
His money. He gambled his own money.
Well, then it's his money.
Whatever.
He doesn't need to hand it out.
It's a different time, you know? Back in my day, you win $1,900, you're out with your friends, you blow a little bit on your friends.
Back in your day, the quarters still came out of the slot machines.
It's true.
Ding, 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 ding.
Or whatever. You're holding your, cupping your hands underneath to catch it all.
That was better, though.
All right. Jessica, what do you do for a living?
I am a psychotherapist.
Oh, well, let me psychoanalyze friends who don't spend any money on their friends. How would you psychoanalyze our show, by the way?
I'm thinking
Your phone is so crappy, Jessica. I'm
driving. I'm sorry.
Put your arm in the air.
I want you to use your skills as a psychoanalyst to analyze Dom and Jeremy. What would you say from listening?
It's not going to happen, buddy.
And they care about everyone.
That's all we
heard
needed.
The last four words.
We care about everyone. Thank you.
Let me put her on hold. Jessica, don't go away. We're going to get Josh to get you in a spot where we can hear every word.
Maybe pull over, Jess.
Yeah. Josh, can you talk to Jessica real fast and get her in a good spot so that we can hear every word? Not just five words, Josh. Talk to her for like 30 seconds. Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What was the highlight of your weekend? And I'm hearing another bad phone.
Hearing
by the
some
way,
crackling. But,
what was the highlight?
We went to the Curiosities and Oddities Expo.
Curiosity and Oddities Expo. Is that what I got?
Yeah, in Denver.
Where was that? At the convention center?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you, Maria?
Nope.
Okay. Just put that phone right up to your mouth, loud and clear.
Put your arm
in
the
air. How was the exhibit, by the way?
It was a lot of fun. They had a lot of really cool things.
What's the oddest thing you saw at the oddity exhibit?
A preserved kitten in formaldehyde.
Really?
Preserved kitten?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to see that.
It's gross.
A little bit.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know, maybe it was already dead. Who knows?
Your phone is so bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, we are too, because we love talking to people, but everyone's cold for things that kind of felt like this.
Yeah. It's like if you ran out of foil and you were talking into that tube, and your phone was on the other end of it.
Well, you know, there was, what's the place down, on Lincoln, down around the Parker area, the Wildlife Adventures or whatever they used to, didn't it get renamed? Wildlife Experience? It was called Wildlife Experience down, on Lincoln. Anyway, okay. They once had a display like that was like a science oddities display.
Yeah.
And they had a tapeworm that had come out of somebody.
Oh, God.
That was something like 40 feet long or whatever.
Yeah, and they had it in a little jar, formaldehyde?
No, it was stretched out on this board or something.
That was in somebody?
Yeah. It's a tapeworm.
That's disgusting.
Lovely.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. You got 10 seconds, Maria. Everyone else who's on hold, including you, Jessica, we're coming back to you. Nobody hang up, even if Maria wins, because we still want to talk to you. 10 seconds, Maria. Tis the season for scary slash horror movies, but we want 5 funny horror movies. Horror slash scary movies that are also funny. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Scary movie 1, scary movie 2, scary movie 3.
No, only one per
film. Come on.
Okay, fine. Halloween.
No, you didn't get it. We didn't do the disclaimer for that one, did we?
You can never do that.
Don't
though,
do
with
that.
Any of
that's
us.
That's the cheap way to win.
Okay. Worth a shot.
Oh, darn it all. But you know what? We're really enjoying talking to
you. I hope you have a great Monday.
Thank you for being on the show.
Goodbye. I think she was mad, but you can't go 1, 2, 3, 4 with the movies.
No,
come on.
We don't even have to give that disclaimer anymore. That will always be the disclaimer.
Don't do that. That's cheating.
Jessica, are you back with us?
I am. Hopefully
hooray.
It's better now.
Yeah, you sound way better.
So far, that sounds good. Now, I was asking you to analyze Dom and Jeremy, not based on that last call, by the way.
I was saying before that you guys are extremely funny and care about all of your listeners.
We really do. And we really are funny.
Don't get an ego though? Now.
Yeah, I don't think we're always funny. I'll tell you that.
Really?
Not always.
We're thoughtful at times.
Thoughtful.
But we get a lot of laughs, too.
Yeah, I would say thoughtful, that's for sure.
Thoughtful, informative, with a side of laughs. That's what I think.
Sometimes
we're
funny.
For.
All right.
Sometimes.
I'll take a side of laughs.
A side of laughs.
A little cup of laughs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like you're going to Comedy Works and you're watching somebody for 40 minutes stand up do all humor.
Yeah,
right?
There is that. Yeah.
So we provide a side of humor, and we try to anyway, with what we do. Mostly Jeremy does, and I just roll my eyes.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. All right.
Do you make people lie down on a couch?
My teenagers do.
When you analyze your teenagers,
you like lay down.
No, they just do on their own.
What do you mean?
They prefer to lay down on the couch rather than sitting for whatever reason.
Is this just in general, like life? They just come in and lay down?
Usually, yeah, or at least the ones I have.
You got some lazy teenagers. You better assign some chores. You need a little whiteboard in the kitchen with some chores.
I think she's talking about teenagers who are clients of hers.
Oh, yeah.
You're not talking about your own teenagers. You're talking about
clients.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay. I'm confused. I thought you were talking about your kids. Oh, God.
No, I don't have kids.
Maybe they've just seen it in movies, and they think that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
I could see it, yeah.
I've been to therapy sessions before. It's usually just sitting in a semi-comfortable chair. And it's always funny, you walk in, and there will be a box of tissues sitting there.
Well,
am
sure
I right,
you're
Jessica?
Gonna share your feelings.
Oh, yeah. I have 2 boxes, because you have to cover all spots in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. How long have you been doing this, by the way?
About 4 years now.
Okay, good. Have you paid off your student loans yet?
God, no. No, I haven't even started.
Really? Are you making good money doing this?
Oh, yeah. I would say I'll at least clear 100 this year.
That's good.
Four years in. So when are you going to start paying off your student loans?
When the freeze is over.
Right. You're just kicking that can down the road.
How much do you owe?
About 50 or so.
Not
right.
Too bad. That's just that's
a
nice car.
We've heard a lot worse on our show.
That's a BMW.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just my master's. Undergrad is paid off, so.
Good for you.
Where'd you get your master's?
I did online at Grand Canyon University.
Grand Canyon has a university?
Yes, they do.
Really?
I heard that place a hole.
Hey-o! You do bring some laughs!
Not really.
It counts.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
I am.
Everyone who's on hold, if she gets it, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. 10 seconds. We were talking about this a little while ago. What are 5 common And the word is sense, S-C-E-N-T-A-S, like odors, smells. Five, fall scents, autumn scents. Jessica, five of them in 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Pumpkin spice, pumpkin pie, cozy sweater, sweater weather is one at Bath & Body Works, apple spice, pumpkin spice.
Apple spice. Those are like real scents, though, right? Like at like you said, Bath & Body Works.
Yeah, the fall. Sweater weather one was, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about the other sweater one that you said.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Did she get five?
I think she got four.
Four?
She's got four because one of them was the cozy sweater that she said.
Yeah, I don't think that one's an actual scent.
That's not an actual scent, so I don't think you got it.
Bummer.
I guess I know. Plus, you don't ever say cozy on this radio station.
Yeah. Ugh.
What's wrong with you?
I tried.
You know, you are charming and delightful, and we hope you call us often, Jessica. Please have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you. God, we have the greatest listeners. They can usually roll with the punches.
Yep.
And have a few laughs. Not everybody.
Who's next?
But some do.
See if Scott can handle us.
Scooter. Hello, Scott.
Scotty.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Scott?
You know what? The highlight was telling my 10-year-old daughter yes for a change. We were, we had the chore, you know, she's growing fast. And girls, you know, they can be self-conscious. Trying to find some jeans that fit was stressful. We're at the mall, and I had that good dad moment. The nice candy shop is right across the way. And I realized I've never let my kid actually go to the candy shop, you know. I just say, no. I said, you know what? Let's just go get some candy instead. And that child lit up. So happy. Oh. And was even better. It's one of those fancy places. We didn't have to hardly buy anything because they gave you, it seemed like the more polite she was, the more they just gave her for free.
Little samples. Yes. Sample this, sample this.
Sample here, sample this. And then she got to talking like with the food network, with the people working. But it just, maybe what we needed in a stressful time. You know?
And it got you out of buying sexy jeans for your daughter, it sounds like.
Well, no, wait. See, that's
uh-oh.
The problem.
Uh-oh.
You can't find any plain jeans. But it was just a little turn of the day, you know.
Yeah.
She's gone through those changes, and it was like, you know what? That's just, that's not that important.
Good for
pump you.
Pump
you full of candy.
Eat some sugar.
The little bag we got cost $10. I'll get you a little. Like,
oh, yeah. It's like going to those fudge shops in Frisco, you know.
What was your favorite? Right. What was your favorite one in the bag, Scott?
Okay, I'll tell you. You didn't know this, but there's such thing as a 4D gummy candies. There's 3D and 4D, and the 4D ones are filled, and there's the one that is pineapple that tastes just like pineapple. You don't want to think about what it's made out of, but
so it's got like a little gel in it or something, right?
A little something in it, yeah, and it's shiny and everything.
I want that.
Yeah,
that sounds really good.
Huh.
4D gummies. Okay,
what makes it 4D?
I never quite got that. I asked the question between 3D and 4D, and I think the people helping just tried to just say, here, taste this and put it in your mouth.
They're like, here, just put this in your mouth.
Yeah. They were all good to me.
That sounds tasty, bud. Sounds really good.
How much were the jeans?
Well, you see, we didn't get them because we were close to tears and things because, you know. And so we said we could wait till next weekend. We had better energy for that.
Okay.
There's tears, huh? What are these jeans going to run you think? They're like designer?
It's fall time and we're growing, so we're not going to spend more than, you know, $14. We're little kids still, right? But the ones we just got that were so favorite a month ago, you know, they no longer fit for this growth spurt, you see. So that's really the issue. We're kind of
right.
How old is your daughter?
Cool ones. She's 10, she? Going on 18. Yeah, she's
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, you sound like a nice, caring father, Scott. So thank you for being a good dad.
Well, I'm trying my best.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I work at a hospital. Operations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that.
I'll be darned.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. We don't care if it's Charles... Charlie, or Chuck. Five famous people named Charles, Charlie, or Chuck. Ready and go.
Charlie Chapman, King Charles, Chuck Schumer, Chucky from the movies, very famous, and Charlie Murphy.
And what was the last one?
Charlie Murphy. I'll have to Google
that's
that
five.
One.
Who's Charlie,
Charlie
Murphy?
He's Eddie's brother. He performs.
Eddie Murphy's brother. All right.
He does. You can look him up. He does stand up.
Well, I was kind of hoping for a Chuck now. Norris in there. But...
Charles Quentin Murphy was an American actor, comedian, and writer.
All right.
He was on Chappelle's Show, the brother of actor comedian Eddie Murphy.
Well, then he got it.
And he died 5 years ago.
Oh,
I don't know if anybody knew that or not.
You know, he wasn't super famous, but, you know, he has a credit.
Yeah.
Look, he's got a Wikipedia page. I'm going to say that makes him famous.
Wikipedia.
And it
there
makes you a winner.
Nicely done, Scott.
Well played.
Thank you.
All right, listen, you get the prize today. If you will please stand by, Josh will come back and he'll visit with you, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, bud.
Well, thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Tegan and Lillianne continue to hold, so we love them. Tegan, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you Tegan or Tegan, or how do you pronounce it?
Tegan.
Tegan.
Tegan. Very good. Who are you named after?
I was named after a book. Well, like a name in the book. I was just picked out.
What book?
What's the book?
Book of Baby Names.
T section.
Yep. Here I am thinking, like, you know, some classic literature.
No, Book of Baby Names. You just flip through and whatever you land on and you point, Tegan it is.
I love that. Oh, that's funny. What was the highlight of your weekend, Tegan?
Just parenting.
Oh, no. Come on.
We don't accept that answer.
There had to be something else.
Something specific.
A food, a drink, even.
A moment, like Scott was talking about getting the bag of candy.
A moment.
That was the highlight. What was the highlight?
The highlight?
Yeah.
Probably making dinner last night. Made what my family calls so good noodles. It's just basically a Alfredo maple sausage pasta thing.
Alfredo with maple sausage?
Yeah, you take some, like, egg noodles.
Okay.
And you take some Alfredo sauce, and you take, like, the maple sausage, and you just mix that all up. It's actually kind of good.
It sounds pretty good, and they're called So Good Noodles?
We call it So Good Noodles, and that's a whole story of how that came to be.
Well, we got all day.
But my mother... for one of my birthdays a long time ago, was making us dinner because I had a few friends over for a slumber party. And she was like, okay, guys, what do you guys want? Do you want this, this, and this, or this, this, and this? And we, like, asked that. We got that there, and then we all sat down. We were eating, and we were thinking it's good and everything. My mom finally was able to sit down and eat after feeding everyone. And then she just blurts out, this is so good.
And the name was born.
And the name of it was born.
Look at that. All right.
All right, very
cool.
Good.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm stuck in the I-25 northbound block.
I was just seeing that on the news. Yeah, it's a mess. It's really bad. So
you're going to be there until this afternoon, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you're going to wish you had some So Good Noodles with you.
There's some in the fridge. Hopefully I can get to it.
There you go, man.
You're a good man. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys, and thank you for calling us, Tegan. We appreciate you, all right?
No problem.
See you later.
All right, buddy. Thank you very, very much. And look at this. Lillianne held on through everything. You're a champ,
finally.
Lillianne.
Finally. Yeah, sorry.
But I don't get to play Rattle Off.
Well,
but you know what?
We could give her one, I guess. Or not.
Yeah, we'll get you one if you want. There's no prize.
Are you dying to play?
Play?
I mean,
if you want.
Just dying to play, yes.
Let's see what the highlight of your weekend was before we decide if we're going to do that or not.
Let's see. I walked in a fashion show this weekend.
Ooh.
It was very fancy and fun.
Really?
Do you often walk in fashion shows?
No, no. More so like compete in like Miss Colorado, Miss Denver type things. But this was
like
new.
Over and over again?
Yeah, like over and over again.
How many pageants have you entered?
Oh, man. Maybe four?
Huh.
Have you ever won one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you get for winning one of those? Like a little trophy or something?
You get a crown and a trophy, and then you get to go to charity events. And
you sit in back of convertibles and wave.
She gets to cut the ribbon at grand openings.
Do you have a sash that you wear around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do some of these sashes say? Like Miss what?
So Miss Parker's where I started, then Miss Denver, and then Miss United International. So, yeah.
What's the trick to winning so many different pageants?
Smiling so hard that your cheeks cramp up, probably.
A good smile. And do they do that thing where they ask you a bunch of questions about world peace and stuff, and you have to answer it? Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh.
You guys would be great at it because you've got the talking skills. I used to be the
MC every year for the Miss Denver pageant and then once for the Miss Colorado pageant. And it was...
Okay.
Yeah, and wonder, I really wanted to
wonder why you signed
save...
up for that gig. Yeah, I'll do it. Nobody else? No, I'll do it.
So is there going to come a time when you feel like you won't be doing pageants anymore?
I think that time has come. I'm a senior in college now, and so I'm kind of breaking into a career.
What do you want to do?
I'm a student pilot right now, so I'm going to United in January.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
Very cool.
So I'm very excited to be on my way with that.
I wonder if they would do like a Miss United pageant.
Hey, there you go.
Like all the employees.
Oh.
You should recommend
it. That's an amazing idea. Yeah.
Well, I'm an idea man, Lillian. That's why I'm here.
And then you can get a little sash that says United Airlines on it.
Miss United.
There she is.
All right. You've been such a good sport. We'll play Rattle Off with you, but there's no prize if you get it, but you still get to play. You want to play?
Okay, let's do it. Yes.
10 seconds, 5 different things you might steal from a hotel room. Ready and go.
Pillow, soap, dispenser, towel. Washcloth and TV remote.
There you go.
Yeah, that's...
You would have won.
You would have won.
Come on. Come on. I've been listening for so long.
Well, we knew going into this... Don't make us regret that we played along, Lillian. You know...
You don't win every pageant.
Your pageant smile is not going to carry any weight with your boys in the morning.
It's a voice for radio. I know it.
But I tell you what you can do is you can call us tomorrow and Josh will put you first in line if you get back through tomorrow. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right. We'll do it.
Now it's up to you to remember to call and you have to remind Josh, I was Lillian, Miss Parker, and Miss Denver.
He'll remember.
And I'm supposed to be first.
You said you were in beauty pageants. He'll remember.
Yeah. Okay.
You are charming.
Well, thank you
have
guys.
A
f-
yeah.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's going to be flying for United before you know it.
Good for
That's
her.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
You know, fun contestants say only one person got mad at us.